Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars.
Welcome to the AAA podcast for December 2018. We have now reached that time of year when the nights are at their longest. Ever since Midsummer's Day, the sun has been sinking lower and lower in the sky. On the 21st of December, it will reach its lowest point, 23.4 degrees below the celestial equator, before beginning to climb back up the sky towards midsummer, when it will reach 23.4 degrees above the celestial equator. There will be little change in the length of day this month. On December the 1st, the sun will rise around 7:45 a.m. and will set around 4 p.m. On December the 31st, it will rise around 8 a.m. and will still set around 4 p.m. Throughout the month, each day will have roughly 8 hours with the sun above the horizon. The moon will be new on December the 7th, will be at first quarter on December the 15th, full on December the 22nd, and at last quarter on December the 20th. The long nights have the advantage of dark mornings, enabling us to enjoy a starry sky at the beginning of the day without having to get out of bed at an uncivilized hour. Three planets, Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter, can, during December, be seen in the pre-dawn sky. Mercury passed through inferior conjunction with the Sun on November the 27th. It then began to pull away from the Sun and will be far enough away to be visible by about December the 3rd. It will be shining at magnitude plus 1.5 and will be about 5 degrees in altitude in the southeast. Through a small telescope, it will show a narrow crescent which broadens as it moves further from the Sun. It will reach greatest eastern elongation on December the 15th, when it will have brightened to magnitude minus 0.4 and will have reached about 12 degrees in altitude before the sun rises. When looking for Mercury or any other astronomical object that appears near the sun, it is very important that you are certain that the sun is below the horizon and that it will remain below the horizon while you are searching, especially if you are using binoculars or a telescope. Catching a glimpse of the sun through binoculars or a telescope can result in permanent damage to your vision. By December the 15th, Jupiter will have risen about an hour before sunrise. Mercury, once past greatest elongation, will move back towards the sun. On the 21st and again on the 22nd, the two planets will appear close together, about 1 degree apart. Jupiter shining at magnitude minus 1.8 will act as a guide to finding by now the much dimmer Mercury. Despite the activities of Mercury and Jupiter, it will be Venus that dominates the southeastern horizon this month. It will be shining at magnitude minus 4.7 and will rise about 4 hours before the sun by mid-month. A small telescope will reveal it to be showing a crescent, the disk being 26% illuminated. The crescent moon will be close by on December the 3rd and 4th. Mars is in the constellation of Aquarius and is still gradually climbing higher in the sky. It is shining at magnitude plus 0.2, but is gradually fading as it moves further and further away from us. Mars will pass close to Neptune on December the 7th. Neptune will be shining at magnitude plus 7.9, not bright enough to be seen with the naked eye, but within range of binoculars. Uranus is to be found in the constellation of Pisces, shining at magnitude plus 5.7, just visible to the naked eye under good sky conditions, but an easy target for binoculars. The highlight of this month's solar system activity is the presence of comet 46P Wirtanen. This is a short period comet which visits the Sun every 5.4 years. This visit is special as the comet will pass close to the Earth. At its closest approach to us, it will be a mere 7.2 million miles away. It is predicted that it might reach naked eye visibility and sport a coma as much as a degree in diameter. In any event, it should become an easy binocular target by December the 11th. It should be found a little to the left of the tail of Cetus the whale. On the 16th of the month, it should be found passing between the Hyades and the Pleiades. At this point, it will be closest to us. On Christmas Eve, it should be found very close to the star Capella in the constellation of Auriga, the charioteer. After this encounter, it will slow down relative to Earth and will proceed in the direction of the bowl of the plough. It is hoped that it will remain bright until the end of the month. For updates on its progress and its precise position, check with the internet. The annual Geminid meteor shower is active between the 8th and 17th of December, peaking on the night of the 13th and 14th. This is a prolific shower with a zenith hourly rate reported to peak in excess of 100. Its radiant is in the constellation of Gemini near Castor, and it is noted for its bright, sometimes coloured meteors. When on a meteor watch, don't look at the radiant but 30 to 40 degrees away from it, as this is where the meteors tend to be at their brightest. This will mean looking in the direction of Taurus and Orion, or Leo and Cancer. The winter constellations are now with us. By mid-evening, at the beginning of the month, Taurus, Orion and Gemini will be visible in the southeast, and as the evening draws on, they will be joined by Cancer and then Leo. And that is all for this month. Have a good Christmas and a happy new year.